You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I love this song.
Very good one.
Right?
Did you forget about the things I said when I was gone?
Are you, once again, off air complaining? You don't like it when it breaks into this part that we all sing together?
What is the part that everybody sings together?
Please tell me why. Cars in the front yard.
I was gonna say courtyard, but
and
I guess I'm a bit of a
You said
I'm a musical cynic.
You're a musical moron.
That's
what it is.
Burn! You didn't take it off.
You don't listen to it. You don't know who anyone is.
I don't like the music that Sean Sharif endorses.
No, you openly admit you don't listen to any of it. So you don't know who any of the songs are.
Any of the artists are.
All right, give me your top two songs
right
now today.
This isn't the good stuff.
Can you go in your car and you switch it real quick before you get back to sports?
The Luka Doncic parody, number one.
Okay.
And then number two, probably Summer of Roy, full time.
No, but for real, give me two or three songs you love right now.
Man, I couldn't. I couldn't name two songs that have been playing on the radio for the past like 4 months.
Y'all see what a diehard he is to his profession.
But I know that song. Married to Sum 41. Is that right?
No.
That was lit.
Lit. My own worst enemy.
All right, so
simple plan.
Over the weekend, there's two Roy poll questions that are going to explode here on the Autoflex Team Fan Text. The first was, would you be okay if Jason Witten joined the Giants? Chris Mortensen said, you know, we don't know what he's going to do. Is he going to coach? Not as the tight ends coach here. Is he going to play? And that maybe Jason Garrett tries to get Jason Witten over to the New York Giants like he's trying to do with Mark Colombo. Colombo is interviewing this week for their O-line position. And I'm very surprised that the amount of Cowboy fans that would be okay with Witten going to the Giants. I'm proud of you for voting yes, thank you, and bye. But I am surprised. 56% of the Tolos said they'd be okay with Witten going, and 44% saying no, I would hate that. So I am surprised that you would support Jason and understand him going, especially if there was not any spot here to coach or to play.
Yeah, now if he had offers here to play and legitimately play, right? Even you know, then
he would probably get more playing time here than the Giants with Evan Engram.
You would think so, unless they, you know, obviously with Ingram's injury history.
Right.
You know, he may actually wind up getting like 8 full starts up there. But, yeah, the theory is, you know, but I don't know how much Mike McCarthy wants to, you know, move on from the old guard.
It doesn't sound like he's too married to it at this point.
Right? So who knows? You know, and obviously with the coaching staff, Jason probably has a better job of being a head coach with the Giants and Jason Garrett. So maybe he goes there, does the tight end thing for a year. Just like Jason did. Jason went to Miami, did the backup quarterback for a year, then stuck on as their quarterback's coach.
You having problems today?
With that word, yes, I am.
Okay.
So maybe Jason does the same thing, goes and does backup tight end for a year and stays there as their tight ends coach next year.
All right, Roy, seriously. Let's just say Jason Witten signed with the Giants. Who would start game one? Game one, who would Jason Garrett start at tight end?
He would have to start Evan Engram.
Okay,
he'd probably run a two tight end set with Saquon Barkley in the backfield and then like run it right up the middle against an 8-man box.
I wanted to see how far you would take with no motion.
Yeah, with no motion.
How far you would take it. Evan Engram last year in 8 games. Again, that's his problem. 11 games the year before. Last year in 8 games, 44 catches, 10.5 yards a catch, 3 touchdowns. Witten had
half that in 16 games.
No, he had over 50 catches.
Yeah, he had 63 for 529, something around there, and 4 touchdowns. Someone wrote, I think it was KD Drummond, wrote a fair piece about the Cowboys that could still wind up getting into the NFC Pro Bowl. Jason Witten was amongst the potential Cowboys that could replace George Kittle on the Pro Bowl roster and join Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
From the NFC.
Witten last year, you nailed it. 63 catches, 83 targets for 529 yards. And if Witten left, here comes the middle 88 saying, hey, give me Witten's reps. Wouldn't that make a lot of sense? Dez Bryant, give me the role they gave Witten. No shot at Jason. Let me play with Zeke, Pollard, Gallup, Cooper, Cobb, Jarwin. Think about it. In the meantime, I'm working. I'll bet anything, I'll be on an NFL roster this year. Jamal Adams, who was in town over the weekend with his Dallas Stars tattoo, said, I'd take the field with you in a heartbeat. Not too many have that mindset that we talk about. We're different. You'll be back soon, brother. Keep going. Love you, Dez. So just for S's and giggles, because Dez Bryant still tugs at the heartstrings of Cowboy fans. I love Kavanaugh's video yesterday. The cold, hard, honest truth that, in his words, and he's right, he said Dez is washed. It's over. It's done with. He can't help you. And we put out the poll question. Who would you want to be the starting tight end for next year's Cowboys? Witten, Jarwin, Dez, or a draft pick, first, second, or third rounder? Have you looked at the poll?
I voted in the poll.
Okay.
Okay, and I voted Jarwin.
Okay.
Now, however, my second pick would have been a drafted player.
Okay. And tell me who you think's leading from the Tolos.
Dez.
The Tolos are, I mean, they're bringing it strong. They're wisening up. At least our audience, our show, we know is the smartest in the Metroplex. 62% want Blake Jarwin.
Oh, Jarwin
start next year. Dez Bryant in second at 22%. Draft pick 13%. Jason Witten 2.6. So props to you for putting the emotion and history aside. What's best for the football team? You know that Jason is basically running in quicksand now. A lot of people on the Fantex saying it's a better thing for the Cowboys if he goes and plays for the Giants. But I just wanted to see how people would respond to the idea of Dez Bryant coming and trying to give this team some reps. They would never sign him, number one. They would never bring him back. And
I don't know about all of that.
And number two, Dez doesn't want to play. I don't know why he feels the need to get all this attention and all this applause. It's like someone saying, look at me. He's doing like a Facebook wave saying, hey, I'm still relevant. Remember me. Don't let me fade out of memory. He wouldn't last. He's going to be 32. He's bigger now.
So what would it hurt you? If you could bring Dez in for veteran minimum or $1.5 million before the season started, or OTAs, or training camp, just to give him a look, what
it's
would
the
it
same
hurt
thing
you?
I told it you and all the other Reggie Gregory supporters around here. By the way, I don't hear one thing about us being right on that. I haven't heard one thing.
Nobody well, you're not
you
right on that
right.
yet. He can still come back.
I haven't heard one thing from the Randy Gregory supporters about me and RJ being the jerks, the bad guys. We're at spring training in Arizona.
You were jerks.
And we're like, get rid of them. Enough is enough. You know, I like Randy. Yeah. You got to separate. It's business and personal. Oh, it's your hurt. You stop progress. Like, you stop projects. You stop development of other people. Any words that came out of Rod Marinelli's mouth last year to Randy Gregory and his development were wasted in not going to another person who would actually be around and not continue to disappoint you.
Amen.
That's where it went. So, like, I'm sorry to be the cold-blooded a-hole. You want to win football games, or you want to have nice conversation. Randy Gregory's capable of nice conversation. And the same exact thing here. You don't need to get a 32-year-old because you liked his jump ball skills 4 years ago versus a young kid with fresh legs.
This is what's called a progress.
It's Hallmark card crap. That's the problem around here.
Yeah, it's all Hallmarky. It's memory lane. It's progress stopping. Don't stop it. You keep the young guys out there. A football team with 30-year-olds is not a winning football team.
Dez Bryant stopped being quick. He stopped getting separation 3 years ago.
And so did Jason Witten. And we
Jason should have been out here.
We never said he should have been out there. We said he should have been put up the past 3 years ago.
He's trying to repeat the same thing.
From the 817, is there a linebacker in the league that could match up with Dez Bryant?
Yes. Yes.
A linebacker?
Dez Bryant right
That's
now.
That's who would be guarding him if he's playing tight end.
Vanderesswood. Yes. With his neck in a brace.
Dez Bryant Jaylen right Wooden, now we would be the fourth most athletic linebacker on the Cowboys if he were a linebacker.
All jokes aside, Roy, you would.
Look at that. He can't even stop. He's got a whiskey wheeze going on over there.
Roy, you wouldn't.
I believe it.
Listen to the way you say, I believe it.
All right.
And let me say one more thing that isn't going to be popular to all the Dez fanatics. Dez did show passionate leadership at times that was missing on this team. He was also a problem in many ways behind the scenes. Dez Bryant doesn't show up on time. Like, we shouldn't even be having this conversation. He's not going to play again. Dez at this point would be worth a lot more headache and hassle versus any solution. You want him to learn a new position and a new offense at the age of 31 because of your Hallmark memories. That's what we want. A new position and a new offense.
Think he's shown the mental capacity to do that, Sean.
It's not Joe Paul. It's the same crap we heard about Rico. We ain't hearing anything about that. I just throw it out to Rico. Yeah. Rico dunked at Baylor.
He's a basketball player.
He'd go up in the end zone, just grab boards over people. Get out of here.
He played at Baylor when they weren't even a good basketball team.
Good grief. Come on, man. So look, but the Tolos are showing the intelligence, football intelligence. Jarwin number one.
And what was number two?
Dez.
See, I can't give him that much credit.
All right, you got to vote between Witten and Dez for two. I would vote Witten. Although I know Dez is still more athletic, probably. He is more athletic.
Dez would probably catch more passes or more touchdowns than Jason would.
Get more yards per catch.
Dez for $1.5 million or Jason for 4.25, which is what
Dez
he made
for
last
million.
Year. Thank you. Thank you.
877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing fan text. It is amazing, though. There is more Dez Bryant support than Jason Witten love right now. There's more Dez Bryant love than Jason Witten love, but not more than Jarwin.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.